USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The third and final memorial service is underway for George Floyd in Houston, Texas. Jack Brewer is an ordained minister and former NFL player. He tells Fox News, now is the time when we need to heal as a nation.
Today is the day. This is the moment. I think this is that catalyst. Because everyone who's watching this, everyone who's felt all these emotions, we're all feeling the same thing.
Cristobal is not done yet. The tropical depression will bring heavy rain and possibly flooding to areas of the Midwest. The storm brought heavy rains, fierce wind, and flooding when it came on shore Sunday in Louisiana. It's expected to dump heavy rains over the Mississippi Valley, with that rain then spreading into Wisconsin and Michigan on Wednesday. And President Trump set to get back out on the campaign trail and hold rallies. The president will be taking precautions at those rallies, including temperature checks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive the special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is breaking with Black Lives Matter when it comes to defunding the police. He tells CBS News,
I don't support defunding the police. I support conditioning federal aid to police based on whether or not they meet certain basic standards of decency and honorableness and, in fact, are able to demonstrate they can protect the community and everybody in the community.
Biden, the presumptive presidential nominee. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing Democrat leaders at the state and local level for allowing mass protests but not opening places of worship. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says the inconsistency from leaders has been baffling because apparently protests are now permissible, but prayer is still too dangerous.
Politicians do not get to play red light, green light within the First Amendment. The Bill of Rights is not some a la carte menu that leaders may sample as they please.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
North Korea is cutting phone line communication with South Korea. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
North Korea says it's cutting off all communication channels with South Korea. It's a move that experts say could signal that Pyongyang has grown frustrated that Seoul has failed to revive lucrative inter-Korean economic projects and persuade the United States to ease sanctions on the North. The North Korean Central News Agency is saying all cross-border communication lines would be cut off as of noon in what was called a first step of the determination to completely shut down all contact, meaning with South Korea, and getting rid of unnecessary things. Again, that a quote from the statement from the North, which has cut the communications in the past, not replying to South Korean phone calls or faxes, but then usually restoring the channels once the tensions ease. North Korea has been accused at times of deliberately creating tensions to bolster internal unity or to signal its frustration over a lack of progress in nuclear talks with Washington.
A new Axios Ipsos poll reveals that 86% of Americans say those going to protests sparked by the death of George Floyd in Minnesota have a moderate to large risk of spreading the coronavirus infection. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.